Let's break down what a successful email pitch to a legacy outlet like Lifehacker, Inc.com, Forbes, Thought Catalog, and so on looks like. This is super old and is actually the only one of my, let's say, pitches that not only went through but ended up being rather successful in that the post did well, where I proactively reached out and pitched pitched the editors of that magazine. Okay, so I've sent a couple pitches hence, probably, I don't know, I want to say 20 in total, and one of the first ones ended up being really successful, and I just got really lucky really early on, and then never again basically. So let's break this down, okay? So this is for an old post on my site about breaking down tasks into smaller tasks, okay? It's about productivity, and I sent it to Lifehacker. And it ended up not as a republished guide, but as a quotable. So basically, she took one of the quotes I mentioned in the article that she was reminded of that they already had published on Lifehacker and said, yeah, we had this advice before, but this guy comes back to it and he phrases it differently. And here's what, if it's, here's how you should think about that advice. So it was basically, they were quoting themselves and in the process, they were mentioning me and linking to my post. So here's the pitch that I sent for that, okay? So first of all, I made sure that I sent it to the right person because I was like, okay, this is about productivity, this is about goal setting, who's responsible for that at Lifehacker? And the way you find that out is by looking, okay? So usually there's this thing called a masthead. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. But anyway, it's basically the list of people that work at a publishing company. And so what you can do is you can put Lifehacker staff into Google or Lifehacker masthead. Let's actually see if that shows up. Lifehacker masthead. And you will get a direct link to it about Lifehacker there. And in that, yeah, you see the Lifehacker staff. And then it says, usually they have this sort of got a tip, hack, how to, send us here, submissions, blah, blah, blah. Ignore that, okay? So you have to find a person. You want to know which person you're sending this thing to. And then you have this list here of people. And usually their emails are right there, right? Because these people are looking for good content, right? So you can scroll through the list and just see who's there. And then hopefully you'll end up pitching the right person. So that's the first thing, okay? So pitch the person that is responsible for your content. And in this section here, it will usually just tell you their managing editor, their, okay, this person's for food, okay? So sometimes you can find that out here. But more importantly, you can just search on the site, okay? So you can search for tags usually. So if on Lifehacker, you, let's say, go for a tag in a category, for example, this is a quotable, time management. So you can see there are different tags here. And when you search for these tags, you want to search for the tag that's relevant to what you're sending them. And then you want to just look in that tag. In this case, let's go for time management. You will see who's the person or who are the people who publish posts in that tag. And in this case, you can see here it's already a couple different ones. Beth, Alicia, Nick, Amy, Alicia again, Emily, A.A. Newton, Patrick Allen. I've sent this guy tons of pictures, never responds. Patrick Allen. Okay. And then you're like, okay, Nick Douglas. So you want to send it to someone where it repeats, okay? So a person who you know is on the masthead, who works at the company actually, because sometimes they have contributor accounts for people who are just guest posters and they can't actually do anything, but they have accounts. And then you want to send it to a person like that, because that person has a higher chance of responding because, well, it's their topic, okay? So that's first things first. So proper research in who you send your stuff to. That's the first thing. Finding the email is easy because you just check their social profiles, or usually it should be on the masthead of the staff page or whatever of the company anyways, okay? Okay, let's talk title. I said, really, your post from 6/3/15, June is that, republish this in-depth guide about prioritizing ? Okay, there's a lot of info in this title. So first of all, re is sort of, it's a bit cheeky because it implies you're responding to something that they had sent to you. But I think it depends on how you put the re, whether it's capitalized or not. But what I'm trying to do is to say regarding. Okay, so regarding your post, maybe you should put rec or something. I don't know. But I want to say regarding your post from June, specific date of the post, republish this in-depth guide about prioritizing ? Okay, so they instantly know it's a republishing request. Okay, they know it's an in-depth guide. They know it's about prioritizing. And they know I'm quoting a post of theirs. So before she even opens the email, she already has all the info, basically. She knows that I'm quoting a post of hers that in this case was 2 months before. She knows I'm talking about prioritizing. So if she's like, okay, I published something about prioritizing 2 months ago, and now this guy is giving me an in-depth guide. Okay, so maybe that's worth taking a look at. So there's a high chance people will at least open this email, especially since they want to know what you're saying about their post. Okay, so that's how humans work. It's pretty basic. You just want to appeal to them in the first place, initially, to just like give them something that makes it interesting for them personally, right? Not just for the company, but for them personally. Okay, now let's get into the email. It's very short. Hi, Melanie. You're right. The worst part about any task is when you stress yourself out before actually starting to do it. That's what she was saying in the post. Okay, so the very first thing is I'm basically affirming her. I'm saying, you know what? You had this point in this post and I really like that. That's good. You can even link to their post to make it easier for them to check it. I would probably do that if I did that again. Just did it again with this email. Okay, so it's like a little fun intro, and I'm saying I acknowledge what you do. I've seen what you've done, and this is good. And I say I wrote the following in-depth guide about breaking down a big goal into small actionable tasks. It's been a popular post on my site and on Medium, 2.3k views. I guess at that time that was popular. And I think that the Lifehacker audience would love it as well, since your past posts about prioritizing are popular. And then I took a screenshot of a tool called BuzzSumo, okay? It's an app, and it's hella expensive. Don't get the paid version. But there is a free account you can get. And with the free account, you can search for the most shared content on all kinds of pages, okay? So you can put lifehacker.com. It's called BuzzSumo. And again, you'll need a free account because if you don't log in, you can do even less. Oh, I'm not logged in right now. But with the free account, I think you can have as many searches as you want as long as you don't change any of the filters or something like that. But if you just put lifehacker.com, you'll instantly see what the most shared posts are from Lifehacker and which platforms they got these shares on and stuff like that. And you can even search for something specific like goals. So if you do lifehacker.com and you add the keyword goals, then you will see, okay, how to set money goals with your spouse. Set a rejection goal and it might just lead to success. That's from May last year, 1,600 shares. On the other ones, they weren't so popular, okay? But you can just use this also as additional data to show them, hey, you're talking about this topic works, so you want to do more of it. And here I have something that you can use to talk more about it. So that's what I did, okay? So I just shared that screenshot, basically said, look, your past posts about prioritizing have been popular. Here's mine. And that's it, okay? So would love to know what you think. Very simple. And then if you enjoy it, I'd love to see it republished on Lifehacker. But no outright requests like, can you republish this, blah, blah, blah. But it probably doesn't matter how you phrase it, right? So I usually just say, what do you think? ? And then I just put the link. And that's it, okay? And then lastly, in the PS, I put, I came up with a lead for it that summarizes it in two sentences. But it's a specific thing. It's basically a two-sentence summary. And I know that on Lifehacker, they do them, or at least they did them at the time, where at the top of the post, they would have this sort of two-sentence summary of what the post was about so people could save time. Now, I guess they don't have that anymore because the posts are super short anyways. But yeah, so they used to have that, okay? Now, I added that, and so I even made her job easier. She could have just copied and pasted that, right? If she needed this sort of lead into the post. So what's the takeaway from the pitch? It's all about them, okay? There's nothing about me in here, nothing. I mean, except the fact that I wrote the thing. That's it, okay? I'm telling them, hey, I'm referencing something you did. I may have a piece of content that makes your job easier. Here's the proven track record of that piece and why it's popular. Here's why I think it works for Lifehacker with data, everything backed up with data, views, shares. And then this is the piece, and here's something that makes it easier for you to republish it, okay? It's all about them. And even when you do this, when you do all of this, you still need perfect timing, okay? You need perfect timing. If they just woke up, they didn't have their coffee yet, and you send them that, or it rains that day, whatever, you're screwed. So don't expect an answer to any of these. There are some tools you can use to track if people open your email, like this, which is called followup.cc, followup.cc. And with this, you can track if people actually open your emails. And that's about it, right? So that's the best you can do. So you can send pitches like this. You can track if people open them. You can hope you'll get answers. You can hope you'll get republished. In this case, she didn't even answer. She never answered, right? She just republished it. And I only noticed it because I saw the spike in traffic. So that's how pitching works, basically. Now, I want to show you something more, I guess, which I think is even better, okay? So you should do this on occasion, especially, again, if you can get it in the beginning. This helps, obviously, but if you don't, you might not get it, okay? It might never happen for you the way it happened for me, as it happened never again, basically, this way, where I got lucky. But there are two other things you can do. Well, the first is actually there are a lot of places where they really want you to submit work to their site and they want you to publish it on your own. So this is like the self-publishing we talked about before, where you just take your content from one platform to another. But in this case, you're taking it to a specific platform because you're an approved guest writer on that platform. Okay, so lifehack.org, for example, is one. I was on that in the beginning. I posted a couple articles. Some also did well, others not so much. But these constantly take on new people. So you can just go to their website and apply. And all you have to do is either use your LinkedIn or fill in a couple of basic details and link to a couple posts or even just submit ideas that you would write for them. And that's it. Okay. So sometimes they request that you publish original stuff, and you might have to do one article that's original and just for that platform. But usually once you're on the platform and you have your own account, you can just submit anything. So you can take any article, you can submit it, and then they will either approve it or deny it. But you're on there, or you can even completely publish it with no one counter checking it because they need so much traffic. Once you're in, you're in. And then you can put that brand logo on your website forever, even if you have just one article. But for some people, publishing on these platforms has really, really paid off. I only think this works if it's a really big platform. In this case, lifehack.org is one of them. They have a shit ton of traffic. But I think the way you would do it in this case, it's not as probable as it used to be, okay, where you would have, you know, you write 30 posts and one of them goes mega viral, but it can still happen. So that's a completely different approach, basically, to getting started, and it depends on what outcomes you ultimately want. The reason I sort of stepped back from this early on is that I wanted to build a following with me, people I could take anywhere. And with platforms like these, you're at the end of the day, you're always writing for the platform. I think they even own the content, depending on what kind of agreement you enter. And if something you do goes mega viral, you might get something out of it. For example, one person on Lifehack had like the most viral post ever, and she wrote a book based on that single post, right? She got a book deal, she wrote a book, and that book was a success too. So, but that's really pushing your luck, because that's very, very unlikely. And again, that too might take a lot of time. It might take you 100 articles or even more. And those are all articles you could have written on another platform and built your own following in the meantime. So that's why I'm not too big on this. But I definitely like it for, you know, becoming an author, contributing a couple times, and then just snagging a new logo, a new credential, a new emblem that you can use. So that's the other thing, okay? So, and there are tons of sites where you can do this, okay? There is a sumo.com published a good article on this, and they have a spreadsheet, which I'm gonna link to, which just shows you publications where you can republish your stuff and how you can do it, okay? And whether you have to fill out a form, who you can email, what the guidelines are, and stuff like that. So I will link to that. There's a lot of, you have a lot of options. And with some places, again, once you're in, and you can just basically do what you want. And the third way of republishing, which in legacy outlets, which is really interesting and really, really worth it, I think, except I'm not sure how the dynamic has changed since, for example, Medium is doing a lot of paid posts, is that once you get popular, people will reach out to you, okay? So this happened to me, I think, in my second or third year, but it happened 5 times in a single year, where someone just emailed me and they said, hey, hello from Thought Catalog, we would like to publish your stuff. Some of their staff writers read an article and was like, oh my God, that's good. That fits with Thought Catalog a lot. So let's just publish that. And then they just email you. They say, we'll set you up on a platform. I'm like, wow, awesome. Okay. Goes back and forth and that's it. Okay. And then the article went live on the platform and it was really successful. I think that one got like 10,000 shares. So this case, their editor had a really good eye. But once I had an account there, I could just post what I want. Well, now they change it to a submission process, but basically I can put in any article I want. I can take it from anywhere, Medium, I can take Quora answer. Again, I can change it if I want to, but I don't need to. And I can just edit it, you know, maybe change the headline, submit it, and then they will decide if it's worth it. And they will send me an email and say, hey, this got published or this didn't get published. And what I like about this strategy, sort of waiting to get approached, is that you definitely know you've got quality going for yourself. So if all you do is focus on quality and write the best stuff you can, people will eventually start approaching you about republishing your stuff. Again, if you decide to go hardcore on something like the Medium Partner Program, which we'll talk more about, I'm not sure how this works because I've never been approached about a paid post that was basically a member story for Medium members, even though those stories technically aren't exclusive to Medium. So you can still take your paid stuff and publish it elsewhere. But I guess editors of these sites are just hesitant to reach out for posts like that. I'm not sure. But for free articles, for a while, it worked. All right, that's about it. So that's not just one, but three ways, basically, applying to be a guest contributor somewhere, waiting for people to approach you, and then the classic pitch that's controllable to you, where you pitch someone specific at a specific publication and ask them to republish your content. And all of that, yes, that too is work, but one, you can outsource that. So technically you could have someone else do that for you. And the other thing is that if it hits, if it works, you get your work published in another place for free where you have the chance to get a ton of traffic. My article republished there got 20,000 views. I got a couple hundred subscribers from it and I didn't have to do anything else, right? Except send the email. So obviously, yes, if you want this to scale, it's going to take work because you need to send a lot of emails and send them regularly. But again, if you get lucky, you just might have a great boost of extra traffic to your work.